All right, how do we ingest a drug that we can't touch because it literally eats flesh?
I don't believe it is eating the flesh. I believe the quantum is instantaneously breaching the barrier between this dimension and the next.
You mean that the parts of the body in direct contact with the liquid are still there? Here? You know what I mean, but in another dimension.
Basic, but yeah.
Yeah, basic. Like you.
You wish.
Hey, can we not? Please?
Okay. No one could survive that state of dual separation. What we have to do is balance a quantum entanglement.
Please, go on.
Perhaps simultaneously immersing the body in some type of quantamine-based saline solution at the same time of injection.
No, we don't have enough quantamine for that. Nor a float tank big enough to accommodate even one of us, but according to these notes, Cerno and his colleague were almost there. Here, come here, look at this.
Ah, I see. So what if when I change the state of the quantum end from its liquid form to the atmospheric gas, we also generate a more refined breathable gas, which I can then dilute with a solution to allow the body enough time to achieve superposition?
Yeah. Critical balance between the internal and the external exposure to the quantum end. All at a controlled rate.
Okay, all right. With your help, I can rig these tuning forks to generate a frequency. A constant 432 Hertz, which should synchronize the protons within the chamber with the atomization of the quantamine gas.
I'm your girl.
And according to Cerno's notes, this thing will amplify my psionic abilities and link us, our consciousness. This will allow me to act as a mental anchor.
Guys, I think this is gonna work.